WMFO Medford.
It's no good, we're just asking for trouble. I can touch you, but I don't know how to love.
Scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
And that is...
I love scotch. Scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
I'm not a superstitious person by nature, right? But when it comes to football and watching a Pats game, I have certain superstitions. So I was drinking beer, and they weren't doing well.
No, you weren't.
I was. So I said, you know what? I see what happens. So I switched to scotch.
You switched to scotch?
So they had a better second half. So I was like, oh. And then when my glass was getting a little, I was like, oh, they're starting to stink. Better fill it. I got rocked. I passed out on my couch. And I was like, you know, next thing you know, I was watching the post game. The next thing I know is like morning. I don't know what happened.
Why?
And you were like, yes, I have a new drink.
A new drink. Oh, it's an old friend.
All right, hey, boys and girls, 3:04 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up with myself, DJ Pauly B. Of course, another DJ sitting across from me. And I bring that up for a reason. This DJ Khalid and the funny man, Chris Ridgway, he's no DJ.
Just a buffoon.
He's not just a buffoon. He is the king of buffoons.
Nice title.
I would like to say, I usually do the National Day, you know, how they have that now. That's the new fad, mm-hmm. to do the National Day. Anyways, the National Day for January 20th, 2017, I imagine it was,
it's like Pi Day or something.
No, it's not. It's actually... It's National Cheese Lovers Day,
ooh.
Which is always a good start. Mm. National Butter Crunch Day. But here's the big one. Here's the kicker. Here's the one that brings you home. It's National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, hey! Nice. Congratulations, you two.
So, yes, for me and Carla, we would like to thank everybody for voting for us for this award.
Thank you all.
Anyways, so me and Carla are going to go out and tie one on.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to a bar somewhere and then take over. Whoever's DJing, we're going to take over.
Yeah, just clobber them.
Clobber them right out.
Speaking of clobbering, that takes us to the news.
Oh, okay. All right. Do we? Oh, yeah. We already gave you a scotch.
Yes.
All right, so what kind of background music would you like for the news?
Oh, maybe some classical, some Beethoven, Sex Pistols, I don't care.
Absolutely.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Oh, speaking of, well...
All right, we'll give you the regular background music for now.
Yeah, well...
And then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We always don't. So, in Florida, a woman, 61, clobbers hubby for sex refusal.
Sex refusal?
Yes. After her husband refused to have sex with her, a 61-year-old Florida woman punched her spouse in the face before kneeing him in the groin, not once, but twice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Since she wanted sex, now she won't definitely get any sex.
No. I don't think so. What
did she want?
She wanted sex.
She wanted what?
Sex.
Penis!
As detailed in a criminal complaint, a tipsy Carrie Lee Pinero last night clobbered her husband inside the couple's condominium in Seminole, Florida. Pinero, cops charged, became upset with her 60-year-old victim after he would not have sex with her. After punching her husband in the eye, Pinero kneed him in the groin when he sought to keep her from driving away from their home, investigators allege. Pinero is also accused of kneeing her spouse in the groin a second time and then kneeing him in the thigh. She must have missed on that third. She fouled one off.
Three strikes, you're out.
When questioned by an officer, Pinero said that she had zero story, adding that she just wanted to go to jail. En route to lockup, Pinero's seen above in a Facebook photo, which we can share on the page, denied striking her husband. Charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, Pinero spent the night in jail before a judge released her today on her own recognizance. She has been ordered to wear a continuous alcohol monitor during the duration of her criminal case. And for you folks in the studio, there's the lovely Miss Kathy Lee Pinero. Her and her flamingo.
What? What do you mean her flamingo?
Hey, it's a bird, not a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, well...
She looks like she ate the flamingo.
Well, you know. Hey, she's hanging in there for 61, I can tell you. God help us when we're that age. When we'll be kneeing us in the groin.
I don't think I'm going to make it. I kind of slid into 50.
Please, I'm just praying for death right now.
He's skidding backwards.
Yeah. Backed into it.
I backed my ass into it.
Okay, woman in Illinois was caught with purloined prophylactics.
What? Prophylactics?
What?
Frank Costanza?
Purloined prophylactics.
Prophylactics. Is that a prophylactic wrapper?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Suspect stole 31 boxes of Trojan condoms. An Illinois woman is jailed on a felony theft charge after she was caught stealing 31 boxes of Trojan condoms from a supermarket, according to officers who said that the combined price of the condoms exceeded 300 smackers.
300 bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess they're expensive, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, just wait till I tell you the name of the store. You're going to love it. According to court records, I cannot pronounce this name. It's S-H-A-E-A. Shearion Davis. Oh, what's that look like to you? Oh, my God. Break it up. Put a comma or something in there. Was arrested Tuesday afternoon following the condom heist at Schnucks Market in Swansea. Supermarket employees dialed 911 after they saw Davis swiping the condoms. They tailed her after she left Schnucks. When Davis spotted the officers, she ditched the Trojans. Davis was charged with felony theft. After refusing to allow jail personnel to photograph and fingerprint her, Davis was charged with a misdemeanor of obstruction of justice. In lieu of $50,000 bond, Davis, who had entered a not guilty plea, is scheduled for a January 20th hearing. Hopefully we'll get more on that today. Court records do not indicate whether Davis intended the condoms for resale or personal use. Whoa!
She's like the Elaine Bennis of the sponges, but
no
with
kidding.
Condoms.
Hey, look, she's practicing safe sex. God bless her. And here's a good one for you, Polly.
Okay, terrific.
These bus rides are going to get a lot more fun for you, buddy boy.
Oh.
Psychologists say you should masturbate at work.
Whoa.
Need a healthy, enjoyable, and best of all, free alternate break from smoking? Well, you know what to do. Mark Sargent, psychology lecturer at Nottingham Trent University, told the Metro that a masturbation break would be very efficient at work and a great way to relieve tension and stress. So, the other day, I tried it. I left a 2-hour meeting with a multi-million-dollar account Needless to say, I have been fired. So apparently the benefits of such shenanigans include relieving boredom, stress, and horniness, and possibly even cure a hangover. Now, one can't help but recall Matthew McConaughey's weird stockbroker in The Wolf of Wall Street urging wide-eyed novice DiCaprio to adopt a more efficient tension-relieving technique. And that is your news stories for the 20th of January. I just want to add one thing. 1 year ago this week, or actually yesterday, we lost Eagle Glenn Frey to arthritis and pneumonia.
Glenn Frey.
Yeah. So I wanted to acknowledge him as he is one of my influences as a musician and songwriter.
Yeah. I liked Glenn Frey a lot. Yeah. Wow. Those Eagles are falling off, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Christopher, for that silly news, I guess, up until the end there.
Hey, you know, they can work more efficient for you.
No, I think you'd end up with no job.
No pants, no job. I mean, no, seriously, I mean, you think about that. Well, what kind of depraved psycho does that at work?
Seriously.
Think about it.
I don't know.
Think about it. Seriously.
Dude, we live in a world of sickos.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if I'm getting old.
We really do.
Obviously, you know, we're making light of the story. We're not advocating for people to...
Absolutely not.
Oh, thank God.
Do you know what I do for a break? Go for a walk. Sometimes I go to the gym during work.
Yeah.
Try that. You know what? Try going to the gym for a work break. Take a nice 45 minutes, you know, pack a lunch, have it at your desk, and go work out.
There you go.
Well, easier said than done for us anyway. Well, you know what I mean? I
watched bench pressed in a meeting once. I combined the two. No longer work at that place.
All right, well, let's not stew on this anyways.
Who's Stew?
Who's Stew? He's the one that was masturbating in the classroom. Anyways, 3:14 in the afternoon, boys and girls. You're listening to The Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful, lovely, overcast state of Medford, Mass. It is 39 degrees. I'm going to give us...
It's dropping.
I won't give us our weekend weather yet. Maybe about 3:30 or so. Anything you guys want to add so far? You know, to this wonderful show,
Patriots.
Patriots.
Big
That's right.
Six o'clock game.
Yep.
On Sunday, against the. Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Yes. Anyways, I know you're a huge... Look at you, you got your Patriots shirt on as it is.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm picking them. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I am picking them to win.
I think Atlanta's going to win the first game.
Yeah, you think, huh?
I think. I've been against Atlanta because I just don't like the NFC or the AFC South. I think they're rotten divisions. But I don't know. I think I'm kind of falling for this Atlanta team, thinking that they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
And next week we can see who picked better. Why don't you pick? I don't know if you follow football.
I do. I'm a huge Patriots fan.
That's right. But she's smart.
Football in general.
Well, my son informs me nightly.
Okay, so why don't we all put our picks in for the Super Bowl, and then next week, obviously, won't be the Super Bowl, but the following week will. But we'll have a personal bet.
But we all picked the same thing.
No, I didn't. I got Green Bay, New England.
All right, I have Atlanta, New England.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking New England, Atlanta.
Okay. All right. So you guys will be buying me lunch next week.
I can tell you something for certain.
Yes.
It will be in Houston.
Wow.
Take that one to the bank.
All right, kids. Chris, you want to take us out, and we'll be back with the Spin the Wheel?
Yeah, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, The Giddy Up, coming at you live from historic Medford.
Historic.
The giggle, I like that. At the end.
Well, it is historic.
Hands in.
This next song goes out to our good friend Boston Jackie. Hopefully she's listening in.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come to light and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall.
Little Billy Squire, Lonely is the Night, kind of is a prediction for my night. Yes. And before that, little David Bowie for my brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Donny Iris before that for Leah in Springfield. Ah, Leah.
Yes, ah.
Our Leah, but Ah, Leah. Yes.
Well, Johnny Iris was from Boston, via Aaliyah.
Yes, it is Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, boys and girls, 3:27 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here. Uh-oh, they're coming for us. They found us.
They heard Scooby Snacks, the opening of it.
That's what it was. Thanks, Irish Eddie. All right.
By the way, Eddie, great request. Thank you.
Anyways, boys and girls, we spun the wheel earlier. We landed on 1998. And I'm going to let Christopher, the funny man, take it away because that is his gig.
All righty. Pod me up there, buddy.
I love this part of the show every week. I sure do.
You like the surprises. All right.
I do.
Number 20, Collective Soul. She said, she said.
Always liked Collective Soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Always have a really good sound.
Yeah, one of those bands, you know, ton of radio hits back in the, you know, mid to late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the boy bands came, bands like that went away.
Yep.
This band has not gone away. Flick of the Switch by the Rolling Stones from their album at the time called Bridges to Babylon. And if you got a few bucks to spare, go get Blue and Lonesome, their new album, which is a bunch of blues covers. Really good album. Coming next, we have Days of the New with Shelf in the Room.
Love Days of the New.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Love this sound.
Actually, it's really like just really one guy, you know?
But I just love... You know why? Because you know one of my favorite groups of all time is Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
It has that Alice in Chains feel,
it does.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
Same total vibe. Yeah, it's a great song. Next is Our Lady Peace with Clumsy. Kind of always reminded me a little bit of Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, R.E.M.
Yeah.
Maybe, like a cross.
Yeah, exactly. At number 15 coming in is this song I think got really huge. This one was climbing the chats. Marcy Playground with Sex and Candy.
I never liked this song.
I never did either.
I really didn't. Just got on my nerves.
Yeah, just an odd little tune. So being that we don't want to get on Paulie's nerves too badly. Dave Mustaine and Megadeth.
Mm-hmm.
Almost Honest. Coming at you at number 13, we do not have a clip of this, but is The Oath, My Luck is Wasted by Big Wreck, who had another song called That Song that I absolutely love. So how do you follow up Megadeth? At number 12.
Metallica.
Exactly.
Good
really?
Job, Polly. That's
Unforgiven 2 by Metallica.
I love Metallica.
Of course, as
Metallica.
You know, Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica.
That's right.
Yeah, we think then got a nice little upgrade with Hetfield.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh,
James
yeah.
Hetfield? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Number 11, unfortunately, no clip of this because they're not on Spotify, is Green Day with Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
Oh, great song.
That was a great song.
Yep.
I can play. You should have let me know.
That's only a clip, so. This is a band you may have heard on the Giddy Up. We may have played them once or twice back in, you know, back in the day.
Back in every day?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. From The Color and the Shape, Foo Fighters with Everlong. Since then on Spotify, Led Zeppelin with Hey Hey What Can I Do, which believe it or not was a reissue.
And don't tell me you don't have that either.
I do, but I you know since when I'm playing clips.
On, what I because I play it too much.
Well, you know, I figured you might, so who knows. Once again on the charts, probably the biggest year, biggest years from '96 to you know '99. Metallica, Memory Remains, number 7. Not one of my favorites. I don't know if you remember these guys. It was called Black Lab.
I don't remember them.
Wash It Away. It sounds like it's one of those things from a movie where, you know.
Where it got washed away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want to do like a whole thing of like movie, music of movie trailers. Starring. This is like, what's her name? Who's the girl who, Jennifer Love Hewitt would be in a movie with this song in it? And at number 6, the Bad Boys from Boston, the Aerosmiths. The Taste of India. From, I believe it was Nine Lives was the album that came off of.
Really?
Yep. Not my favorite album. That was the album that everything kind of went sideways, that they recorded with Pearl Jam's producer, Brendan O'Brien, and he wanted to kick the rest of the guys out of the band and just have Joe Perry and Steven Tyler and use studio musicians, and Tyler was for it, Perry was against it, and, you know, and then they just, they had to release an album, that was it. So, Ozzy Osbourne at number five, Back on Earth. At number four, we don't have a clip, which I'm not exactly heartbroken over. It's Matchbox 20. With 3 a.m. I don't like that song.
No?
It's 3 a.m.
She's such a mainstream DJ.
She says.
Totally.
It's 3 a.m. I must be horny.
That's why I'm glad I grabbed her for the show, dude. To open her eyes a little bit. To expose her to some real music.
At number three, we have Creed with My Own Prison. And speaking of prison, I'm sure you can visit Scott Stapp at the local penitentiary doing time for doing something stupid to his wife or whatever.
Great song, though.
Yeah, I guess he lost his marbles now. And at number two, he's whacked.
What year is this? You're using lost his marbles as an expression?
Days of the New at number two.
Days of the New, great band.
Yes, I'm using lost marbles.
Great band.
He's Fakata in the head.
Fakata.
Or whatever you said, Mazel Tov, or whatever you said earlier. And take it away, DJ Pauly B with the number one song on this day in 1998.
All right, on this day in 1998, of course, the old Pearl Jam. I'm going to play this through.
Ye old Pearl Jam?
The old Pearl Jam.
Were they from Colonial Times?
With Given a Fly. Great, great song. You guys sit back and enjoy. We'll be right back.
Smoking a
a great little number, huh?
That was a great little ditty. That was a complete...
Did you ditty?
It was a toe tapper. It was a knee slapper.
It was.
Welcome back, kids. Well, thank you very much, Christopher, for the Wheel of Rock and Roll, which we love to do every week. And we'd love your input if you guys like that, because we know we do here. And it's a pretty cool little thing
we got going on. It jogs your memory and things like that.
We can start doing the top 10 porn movies of the day.
You guys are dumb. Seriously.
At number 10, The Booby Guard.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyways.
Number 9, Forrest Hump.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's not get into this already.
Oh, you brought it up.
I know I did. I like to start. Chris likes to finish. Anyways, 39 degrees here, and somebody's coming in.
Becca Scott Stewart's back.
Don't they see the on-air light out there?
How rude, and they didn't bring us anything to eat.
Well, if you're going to come by, especially Michael Brigance, next time you want to stop by, you better bring a couple pizzas or something. Anyways,
a big plate of mimolets.
39 degrees right now in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And it's going to be pretty much like this, overcast all night. So if you got something to do, I'd say just do it. It's not too bad.
Just do it.
You know, I'm like Bo Jackson. I'm the white Bo Jackson of Medford. Just do it, man. Tomorrow, Saturday. stop it, Chris. It's going to be a little warmer, and it's going to be like a peekaboo sun.
Sounds like a Chinese porn star, peekaboo sun.
No, it's a restaurant.
Sounds like another dish.
Peekaboo sun. I'll have the 28 peekaboo sun.
With an egg roll.
Extra duck sauce.
Yes. So tomorrow will be cloudy, partly sunny. Like I said, peekaboo sun. mid highs of 44, believe it or not. So, you know, break out the tank tops and the shorts. And for Sunday, which is my fun day, of course, and, you know, all you Patriots fans and whoever's going to the game, it's going to be okay. It's going to be overcast, mostly cloudy skies. Some early sun for your tailgating. Cool breeze throughout the day. What? Oh, okay.
I just lost my voice from
laughing
so
hard. Are you clamped?
Yep.
All right, so developing clouds, highs from 37 to 41, and it's going to be chilly. So, you know, bundle up if you're going to the Pats game on Sunday. I would say afternoon, right? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
So it won't be too bad. It'll be okay, and especially if you guys are going to be pumped up. You won't even need anything.
Yeah, I think people are drinking already.
Probably, yeah.
Started last night.
Thursday.
It could
Friday
be
Friday Eve.
Yeah. There you go.
Tonight's my recovery night.
So it could be a chance of sprinkles, but that'll just be me.
Chocolate.
Anyways, so my pick of the weekend would be Saturday, but unless you're going to the game, then I guess you could say Sunday, because you know you're gonna be feeling no pain. And you watch your team. So that's the weekend weather. And in its entirety, I guess, right?
It is. So I'm looking to cancel meetings on Monday.
I would say a lot of people are probably not going to make it to work on Monday.
I recommend Excedrin.
So we all picked the Patriots for Sunday, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. All right. Yeah. And I did infect the... the Pittsburgh locker room with a cold virus.
The throw up one.
Yeah, I heard about 15 members.
There's like 15 of them, yeah, nice. that are sick.
Good
yeah.
job, Polly.
Oh, yeah. You know, I hang with my peeps. when my bills are out, I come around. All right. So I'm going to play a song, maybe two, maybe. And we'll be back to say our goodbyes, which we hate to do. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fastest 2 hours in, that was in your life.
It flew by, didn't it?
It
really did. Christopher, you want to take us out? And
you are listening to the fastest 2 hours of your life.
Right.
The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in historic Medford.
We'll be right back, kids.
Hysteric Medford.
Hysteric.
Hallelujah.
right. That was James with Laid. Something I won't be doing this weekend. Anyways, kids, welcome back. 3:50 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. It is that time of the show where we say our goodbyes. We hate this part. We should be going for another couple hours at least, anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Anyways, let's start with Miss Carla. And why don't you say where you're going to be tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, so tomorrow night we will be at Portobello Restaurant on Main Street in Wakefield near the lake. It's a great restaurant.
Right by the lake.
It is by the lake. So if you get out of control,
you just jump in the lake.
It's Tasha in
there. Hey, go jump in a lake, pal.
No, it's a great atmosphere. Great food, and of course, the best music.
The best music.
That's right, Polly.
Yeah, if you have your drawers down below your butt.
No, I'm not playing that. No hip-hop. Doing some throwbacks, 80s, okay. 90s, fun stuff.
Any special shout-outs?
Shout-out to my guy, Eric.
To Biggie?
Biggie.
All right, my boy.
You guys, is Eric going to be there tomorrow?
He will.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to come by.
Mom and Dad, too.
I'm going to introduce myself, and I'll say, who the heck are you?
Yep.
It'll be a fun night. It'll be good to see you.
And all right. Throw me his keys. He'll think I'm the valet. Because I'll be wearing a red vest that says valet.
Well, make sure you come pick me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have to change to a black jacket that says chauffeur.
Bring Polly so he can give me a hard time all night. Actually, listen, last time you came to see me, you danced all night.
I danced. I put on my boogie shoes.
He did.
Do you want to come up?
He had a good time.
Yes. We'll talk about it off the air, okay?
No, we don't talk about anything off the air.
Our personal life is our personal life.
Yeah, we're so shy and sheltered here.
Although, let's pack the place.
That would be fun.
Bunch of mushroom heads up at Portobello's.
No, it's a great group.
They're like
group.
The cheese heads in Wisconsin.
We definitely Green take Bay. Over the place.
But it's the mushroom heads in Wakefield.
Oh, boy. No mushroom heads. So,
Christopher,
happy Friday.
Like
poor girl's going to have to play Grateful Dead all night and fish.
Oh, my goodness. And fish. Seriously.
I hate Grateful Dead and fish, by the way. Would you like to say goodbye, Chris, to anybody?
Can't breathe over here.
Once again, just want to thank everyone for who listened today. I hope you found this as enjoyable as we did. You know, as I always say, go as fast as you can or as far as you can for as long as you can. Take it away, Polly.
All right. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody, of course, for listening in. You guys are the best. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. And I want to thank... I don't want to actually thank. I want to say I apologize to Donald Trump. He's in the green room. I know he came right from the White House to the green room, and we couldn't squeeze him in,
aww,
which is a shame.
It is
so
a
we're
shame.
we're gonna take a 166-hour break because we need it after all this mayhem. And like I always say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, and never roll. And we will see you guys next week, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, we will.
If not, tomorrow night with DJ Khaled.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys.
and a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.